IELTS Writing, Task 1, Sample Answer 3, Bar Charts. In IELTS Writing Academic, Task 1, candidates are often asked to describe and analyze data presented in the form of a bar chart. To effectively report on a bar chart, it is essential to follow a structured approach. Begin by providing a brief overview of the chart's main features and any significant trends or patterns. Then, delve into the specific details by comparing and contrasting the data represented by each bar. Utilize a range of descriptive language and avoid copying the exact wording from the question. Finally, organize your response into a well-structured and coherent paragraph that effectively conveys the key insights gleaned from the bar chart. Let's summarize these points. Overview. Begin with a brief overview of the chart, mentioning the main features and trends. Example: the bar chart illustrates the number of international students enrolled in various programs at a UK university over 5 years. Specific details. Describe specific details by comparing and contrasting data. Use comparative language and appropriate vocabulary to highlight differences. Example: the number of students pursuing business degrees saw a steady increase, rising from 100 in 2015 to nearly 150 in 2020. In contrast, engineering programs witnessed a decline, with the number of students dropping from 120 in 2015 to just over 80 in 2020. Descriptive language. Utilize a range of descriptive language to clearly convey information. Avoid copying the exact wording from the question. Example: while international student enrollment in science programs fluctuated throughout the period, the popularity of arts programs remained relatively stable. Paragraph structure. Organize your response into a well-structured and coherent paragraph that effectively conveys key insights. Use linking words to create a logical flow. Example: overall, the bar chart reveals that business programs experience the most significant growth in international student enrollment, while interest in engineering programs declined over the 5-year period. By following this approach and using appropriate examples, IELTS candidates can demonstrate their ability to effectively interpret and describe bar charts while showcasing their English language skills. Here's an IELTS writing academic task, one sample topic together with a sample answer. Task 1. Model Answer. Bar Charts. The bar chart shows how three big mobile operating systems, iOS, Android, and Windows, fared in terms of market share across the UK, US, Germany, China, and Brazil back in 2015. Android was the clear winner across the board, absolutely crushing it with a whopping 91% market share in Brazil. Even in the UK, its weakest showing, Android still nabbed over half the market at 51.5%. iOS played second fiddle in most places, hitting its highest points in the US, 43%, and the UK, 40%. However, it really struggled in Brazil, where it only managed a paltry 4%. Windows-based devices brought up the rear, but the story varies. They snagged 9% in Germany and 7.5% in the UK, but bottomed out at 1% in China. Interestingly, Windows managed to edge out iOS in Brazil. Overall, this bar chart paints a vivid picture of Android's iron grip on the mobile operating system market back in 2015, while iOS played a significant but secondary role. Windows, on the other hand, struggled to carve out a significant slice of the pie, hovering around the edges of the market share across all countries. 189 words. Definitions of important words and phrases. Here are definitions and explanations of the idiomatic expressions, phrases, and words used in the Task 1 academic sample answer. Fared, performed or achieved in a particular way. Across the board, affecting or involving everyone or everything in a particular group. Crushing it, performing extremely well or being very successful. Whopping, exceptionally large or impressive. Nabbed, managed to get or seize something. Played second fiddle, had a subordinate or lesser role. Paltry, small or insignificant, often in a disappointing way. Brought up the rear, came last in a sequence, list, or competition. Bottomed out, reached the lowest point or level. Edge out, narrowly beat someone or something in a competition. Paints a vivid picture. Describes something in a clear and detailed manner, creating a strong mental image. Iron grip, a strong and often ruthless control over something or someone. Carve out, manage to create something, often with difficulty. Slice of the pie, a share or portion of something, usually in reference to a market or an opportunity. Hovering around the edges, to stay close to or around the periphery of something without fully engaging or committing. In conclusion, doing well on the IELTS exam requires both studying IELTS writing sample answers and expert guidance. While self-study is important, taking an IELTS preparation course like those at IF, I can provide valuable help. These courses offer expert advice, useful resources, and personalized feedback to improve your skills. IFI's courses are designed to give you the knowledge, strategies, and confidence needed to succeed in all parts of the exam. By combining self-study with the support of experienced teachers at IFI, you can greatly improve your chances of getting the IELTS scores you need for your academic or career goals.